This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. A new Bridge Magazine report for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative says a lot in just the headline, and it reads, "Botched elections, missing ballots. Is this any way to run a democracy?" Joel Kurth wrote that report, and he joins us now. Let's start with Detroit, when an audit of last year's election turned up discrepancies between the number of voters recorded and the number of ballots counted. Many people immediately jumped to the conclusion that there was fraud involved. It's Detroit, after all. Your report suggests it's more likely incompetence. What's going on in Detroit?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been covering Detroit for about 17 years, and I've never seen an election that was without complaint. Detroit has had a history of problems with elections going back to when Jackie Curry was the clerk. There's been always accusations of power outages on election night, missing ballots, people stuffing in ballot boxes into trunks of cars and forgetting about them. The spotlight really was shown last year when Jill Stein requested a presidential recount, and it turned out that roughly half of the precincts in Detroit couldn't be recounted because the state law requires that the number of people who sign into poll books has to match the number of ballots in the ballot boxes, and if they don't, they can't be recounted. So that really shed the spotlight on it, but it wasn't just Detroit. Flint, lots of places. Lansing also couldn't be recounted. So the question is the law antiquated? Michigan has one of the most stringent laws about what can be recounted, or is it just sloppiness? And usually in Detroit, it's a mix of both. I'm always a big believer that you should never ascribe to conspiracy what can be explained by incompetence.
Your piece opens with a school board election in Taylor, which is in Wayne County. Tell us about Ronald Lee Miller's story.
This is a crazy story, and it really, I think, should give everyone a little bit of pause. Ronald Lee Miller was a school board member, and he was a little fed up, and he decided not to run for re-election. Then at the last minute, he decided, okay, I'm going to run for re-election. Changed his mind, so he ran as a write-in candidate against several other candidates. Election night, he thinks he wins. 2 weeks later, a couple days before Thanksgiving, the canvassers, the Wayne County Board of Canvassers, declare another candidate the winner. He has already at that point gathered up all the precinct papers showing that he was the winner. He tries to get to Wayne County and say, look, your results don't jive with my results. What's going on here? There's a state law that says you have to request a recount in 6 days. Wayne County interpreted that law to include the day before Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, Friday, Saturday, basically giving Ronald Lee Miller 1 day. And he didn't request the recount in that 1 day because he was sort of unfamiliar with this arcane law. So basically, it took 8 months, a lawsuit, and a lot of wrangling for him to finally last week to be declared the winner after a 3-day recount that proceeded after the county objected, and their arguments opposing this recount were really mind-boggling. They said, you can't recount this because the clerks that comprise the cities in the Taylor schools, 5 cities, did such a bad job preserving ballots that the whole election is spoiled. So basically their argument against a spoiled election is, it's all spoiled, everything's incompetent, we can't possibly do it. Judge Colombo threw that out, Ronald Miller was declared the winner. But it is really something that opens up the hood to what's really a terribly messy process that really does, I guess, make you question a lot of legitimacy of elections.
Some city and county clerks, including the ones in Detroit and Wayne County, say this is a matter of not having enough money, enough staff to properly train poll workers who monitor the elections. How much merit is there in that assertion?
There's definitely some merit to that. I think what makes Michigan unique is that along with Wisconsin, it's one of the few states that allows municipalities total discretion in running elections.
So, just a point. You bring up Michigan and Wisconsin. They were also ranked among the states last year who lacked integrity for elections. They were considered a couple of the worst.
Right.
So that's saying a
Wisconsin
lot right there.
Was declared the worst in this study I looked at. Michigan is, I think, in the top 10 among the worst. But, you know, part of the problem is in most states, most large states, New York, Florida, et cetera, counties run elections. So you're looking at 60, 70 separate elections. In Michigan, it's 1,520 separate elections for every year. So that's a lot of, and that's every municipality, township, village. So there's a lot of room for error there, obviously. So you're relying on a population of, mostly seniors who make an average of $10 an hour, have to work 16 hours a day. And, you know, obviously it leaves a lot of room for error. And I think a lot of people now are beginning to say, maybe we need to look at this. Maybe there's a better way.
You note all of this is happening when the President of the United States insists there's widespread voter fraud, in spite of no evidence to support that claim. But it's easy to see people who believe President Trump's assertion that they assume every city and county in the state controlled by Democrats must be running corrupt elections. So did you find any evidence of that?
No corrupt elections. I mean, I will say, too, this is not just a Democratic city problem. I mean, there was an election a couple years ago in the Thumb where for state house, which is heavily Republican, and I think that the winner was declared by 18 votes, but 10,000 votes couldn't be counted because of this recount thing. So it's not just a Flint, Detroit, Lansing problem. This is a problem, and I think the presidential recount showed it, too. That is happening everywhere, and it's happening in Democratic cities a little bit more often because obviously there's more precincts.
You reported the Genesee County Clerk suggested the next governor should put together a panel to look at the election process because there are too many issues, like the arcane laws you're talking about. What kind of other things should the panel look at?
Well, I think John Gleason sort of just threw that out there. I mean, some of the things to be looked at is how often, scheduling of elections. A lot of millages are scheduled. Tax increases are scheduled during off elections, and they're intentionally to suppress the vote. I think there's a lot of process issues that could be looked at. I guess the question is, too, is whether or not we should live in a state where there's so many separate elections. It's done at tremendous cost, and maybe there's a better way.
Joel Kurth's report in Bridge Magazine is titled Botched Elections, Missing Ballots. Is This Any Way to Run a Democracy? You can find it at BridgeMI.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.